Great. I'd like to call this meeting to order. So this is our regular meeting of the Health, Human Services, and Housing Committee for November 4th. I appreciate everyone's flexibility on time change. So this meeting has been called to order. I'll begin by entertaining a motion to approve the October 3rd meeting minutes.
Motion.
All right, moved by Corcoran, seconded by McCullough. Any discussion on the October 3rd meeting minutes? All right, then I will call a question. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right, the October 3rd meeting minutes are approved. We're going to jump right into resolutions. Our first resolution tonight, Resolution 566, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $17,019, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment to be in excess of $50,000 and entered into by the county with Access Supports for the Living, the Department of Mental Health. And I noticed that Commissioner McDonald is not here.
I can see him.
Let's look.
This is the contract for mobile mental health and COLA adjustment. Yes.
Great. Any questions from the committee? Nope. Okay. Then I will entertain a motion to approve Resolution 566. Moved by McCullough. Seconded by Harmon. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 567, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $16,625, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county with Family of Woodstock, Inc., through the Department of Mental Health. And Deputy Executive Contreras, do you want to?
Yes, this is a contract with Family of Woodstock for a few different services, including children's respite services, primary prevention in schools, family peer support, and their walk-in center is in Allenville, Kingston, and New Falls, and this is the full adjustment.
Any questions from the committee? Any discussion? All right, then I will entertain a motion to approve motion to adopt Resolution 567. Moved by Corcoran, seconded by McCullough. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. Resolution 568, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $73,353 entered into by the county with Gateway Community Industries, Inc., doing business as Gateway Hudson Valley through the Office for the Aging. Deputy Executive Contreras, do you want to speak to this?
Defer to Judy
Riley. Oh, great. Hi, Judy.
This is a contract for our home-delivered meals case manager. She only focuses on home-delivered meal clients, so it was an RFP. This is the second year, and the amount was in the schedule in the contract. It was bought.
Any questions from the committee? Any discussion? Then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 568. Moved by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
All
right. Any opposed? All right. Resolution 569, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $22,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county with Celeste Hoyle, doing business as Celeste Graves Fitness, through the Office for the Aging. And Deputy Director Riley, do you want to frame this one for us?
Hi, Chief. She's been having classes for years for us. The population loves her, and it's just a continuation of the RFQ.
And it is 75% state funded. Any questions from the committee? Any points of discussion? Anything to discuss? Then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 569. Moved by Vice Chair Lopez and seconded by Legislator Harmon. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 570, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $125,000 and entered into by the county with Pure Foods LLC, doing business as Mom's Meals, the Office for the Aging. And Deputy Director Riley, why don't you give us some background?
This is a supplemental contract for home-delivered meals. This contract is more for individuals who have dietary needs, and so they have a lot of different options for people. And
any questions from the committee? Points of discussion? Then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 570. Moved by Legislator Corcoran, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 571, approving the execution of a contract for $27,000, causing the aggregate contract amount plus amendment to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county with Patricia O. Ricks through the Office for the Aging. And Deputy Director Riley.
Patricia Ricks is our registered dietitian. He provides consultation services, approves our menus, and does a lot of work for our office. Great. This is part of an RFQ.
Wonderful. Any questions for the Office for the Aging from the committee? No? Okay. Any discussion? Then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 571. Moved by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. All right, moving into the Department of Health resolutions. Resolution 572, approving the execution of a contract for $1,111,339 entered by the county with Health Research, Inc. through the Department of Health. And Dr. Walter, do you want to give us some background on this?
Sure. This is emergency preparedness money. The thing that's wonky that you should just, and this has been true for several years with this, is that the 111 is what we are realizing right now to cover some staff time and webinars and trainings to kind of establish ourselves for emergency preparedness. The other million is held by New York State. And that should an emergency have come, then that million is released down to us. So that's just a little weirdness about this. So the money is all allocated to us, but we don't actually see the million unless needed.
So in theory, if the million is released to us, you wouldn't need to come because this has already been approved. So it's just clearing.
Yeah. However, it's not allocated specifically to something.
Internally, on our side.
And it's not showing up. You wouldn't see it in the budget per se.
Got it.
But yeah, so we would still tell you, but we've had this all.
So this would be like if we had a need for nurses.
Yeah, any kind of emergency, whatever the federal government kind of decides to respond to.
So we don't need to have, this isn't like a specific plan that is funded, and then if it's needed, it's funded, and then the funding is released. This is like, we don't know what the plan might be, but this is the money for it.
Exactly. The other 110,000 or 11,000 we are seeing, and that allows us to make sure our infrastructure is ready for any kind of emergency, webinars are attended, you know, pod trainings, but so some of it we get to see now.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Any discussion? All right. Then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 572. Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Harmon. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. Resolution 573, approving the execution of a contract for $100,000 entered into by the county with AccuCare Nursing and Home Care through the Department of Health. And Director Walter?
The department had pointed out to me that we actually didn't approve funding for this in the budget because this was for contract nurses that we previously had relied upon during the pandemic. We no longer have any for our contract nurses to that degree, and we've been actually hiring nurses and filling vacancies in the department. So we would like to request for this resolution to be pulled.
Sure about that?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll pull it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry for not letting you know.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine. All right, so we're going to take no action on 573, and we will send word to the clerk that the sponsor, who is me, is pulling the resolution. Resolution 574, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York State Office of Children and Family Services for daycare registration and inspection to the Department of Social Services. Commissioner Iglesi, do you want to give us a very brief background?
I'm going to defer to Deputy Commissioner Wood.
Sure.
Here to team up.
I appreciate that.
So that's a name we received from OCFS Estate for daycare registration, inspections, all that stuff. We contract with Family Woodstock to provide those services. So zero cost, we just pass it through to Family Woodstock Board.
Any questions from the committee? Any discussion? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 574. Moved by Legislator McCullough. Seconded by Legislator Corcoran. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 575, approving the execution of a contract for $400,000 entered into by the county with Family of Woodstock, Inc. for the Department of Social Services. And Commissioner or Deputy Commissioner, I don't know who wants to jump in on this one. Okay.
So this is a portion of our Code Blue programming that we arrive at, and this essentially accommodates families and or people that might not be able to arrive at going to the warming center. So it's roughly 40% of our allocation, and there essentially does continue to be quite a large number of clients that need to be emergency housed during Code Blue activations that, again, cannot be accommodated at the warming center. We don't accommodate families there under any circumstances, so it's primarily for families, but it also is for individuals. We might not be able to be accommodated at the warming center.
Is that due to their whatever issues they're presenting with, or due to their location?
It could be either.
Okay.
It could be either. I mean, if we have an individual that doesn't prefer to be in the congregate setting at the warming center, or has collateral conditions or issues that they're uncomfortable about going to the warming center, or if we have someone at the warming center that potentially acts out and has an incident or issue with other guests and still needs to be sheltered, that covers that.
Got it. Any questions from the committee? I have a further question. I know that we have a different vendor now, and so the kind of engagement point at the, the door, kind of very quite literally might be different now, but I in the past, and it's been a few years, had received at least one constituent issue that was someone saying that they were turned away from the warming center. Now, looking into this, there was more going on there. But it sounds like if there was something about the circumstance of the warming center, the setting, whatever it was, they would still be able to go this route.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I recall when you contacted me about that incident, you took a closer look at it, and there were some circumstances with respect to the individual's behavior that didn't make it safe for the staff or the other guests to accommodate the person at the warming center. So this is exactly the kind of situation where we make arrangements for that person to be placed in a hotel and motel.
Got it. Okay. All right. And if they're in that situation, are they basically just the rules are all the same that they would have for emergency housing in a motel, or is it totally different?
No, they're not the same. Okay. When there's a Code Blue activation, we are mandated to require or to provide housing for any individual or family who presents during a Code Blue activation. There are no eligibility requirements. We will obviously begin engagement with those individuals to try to procure information about what their circumstances are, why they're experiencing the homelessness. We've had discussions in the past where not all individuals who are dealing with homelessness are receptive to the application process for traditional emergency housing programs. But when there's a Code Blue activation, there are no eligibility requirements.
Good. Thank you. Any questions? Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Legislator McCullough.
Nobody's perfect. So let's say you have an individual that's problematic everywhere they go. What happens if you run out of resources? At that point, do you look outside to?
We find somewhere.
Okay, you do find.
Regardless of how many places we have to contact, and we've had some conversations.
Yes.
Some individuals, based on their conduct and behavior, become unwelcome at some of the other locations that we utilize or the shelter. So we just have to continue to arrive at contacting, other potential locations until we find something.
Thank you. All right. Well, if there's no further discussion or questions, then I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution 576. Sorry, 575.
Motion.
All right. Moved by Legislator McCullough. Seconded by Legislator Harmon. All those in favor of adopting resolution 575?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Correct.
Resolution 576, approving the execution of a contract for $244,662 entered into by the county with Family of Woodstock, Inc., the Department of Social Services, and Commissioner Iaposi. Or I always guess wrong.
That's programs a contract through Raise the Age Allocation as a state funding source to help adolescents that are either involved with juvenile delinquency charges or PINS issues in front of family court or county court. It provides case management and some services to help divert them, keep them at home, maybe get them back into school, get them some job experiences, something so that they don't go to residential. Just no support service for that. And it is 100%, even though we pay out, it's 100% reimbursed by the states.
Any questions from the committee?
Any discussion among the committee? All right. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution 576. Moved by Legislator McCullough. Second by Legislator Harmon. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Resolution 577, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $62,000 entered into by the county with Industrial Medicine Associates, PC, the Department of Social Services, and Commissioner Iaposi.
You're right. So this is an extension of a contract that's in its final year with Industrial Medical Associates, and they basically provide a service for us where it's during screening we arrive at determining that if your public assistance clients are experienced in any type of alcohol or substance abuse problem, we end up making a referral to Industrial Medical Associates, and then we work with those clients to have an assessment done so that treatment can be recommended.
So this is just for the assessment. Any questions from the committee? Any discussion? All right. Then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 577. Mm-hmm. Moved by Harmon. Second by Collins. All those in favor? Any opposed? Okay. Resolution 578, approving the execution of a contract for $1,424,363 entered into by the county with Liberty Resources, Inc. through the Department of Social Services. And Commissioner Iaposi. Deputy Commissioner Wood.
This is, again, another three-year contract under RESA. The age, it's Liberty Resources provides what they call a multi-systemic therapy to three caseworkers and therapists. And they work with the juveniles or the PINS child with their family. And it's really more parent-driven therapy. It's 6 to 8 months, depending on the needs of the family. And the parents really do a lot more of the work with a therapist in creating an environment that's child to stay at home for that. And like I said, it's a first for the 3 years. It's under Raise the Age, so it's also 100% reimbursed by the state.
Yeah. Any questions? Legislator McCullough?
I had a question, but thank you for this program, because for me it's important. Let me start off. My 9-to-5 is child welfare, and what they do, they work with the family, children, and the parents. It's the only way to do it, because what's the use of working with children and sending them back to a broken home? So I just want to say thank you to that.
Any other questions or points of discussion? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 578. Moved by Legislator Corcoran, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The next resolution is a late resolution, Resolution 614, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to accept allocation of family-centered case management service funds from the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Services, or Disability Assistance, to the Department of Social Services. And Commissioner Iaposi, do you want to give us some background here?
Yeah, sure. I'm basically going to read from the local commissioner's memorandum that describes the underlying purpose for this program and its intentions. The Family-Centered Services Initiative is intended to provide funding to support hiring full-time credentialed or appropriately experienced staff per district to provide a range of case management services that could include but not be limited to in-depth assessments, crisis intervention, resource navigation, peer supports to stabilize household conditions for TANF-eligible families. The target population will include households with complex needs, such as mental health conditions, developmental disabilities, substance use disorders, homelessness, and those experiencing domestic violence. So essentially, this was a program that was arrived at by OTDA, which they brought to our attention at the beginning of August. And it's really a response from many of the districts reporting to OTDA, some of the more significant and intense challenges we're experiencing with our TANF population. And our TANF population can include both families who are in emergency housing and also families getting TANF who are in permanent housing but receiving assistance. And this program basically came along at the same time that our county had proposed to create a housing and homelessness unit. So it really mirrored the same kind of services that we were intending to provide to our TANF population. We're very optimistic about the services that can be provided in connection with this allocation, and we feel that it was responsive, again, to the longevity of time that people are on public assistance, regardless of whether they're in emergency housing or not. So it's a very timely initiative, and we were grateful that it was arrived at. Again, we learned about it in August, and we had to arrive at submitting a plan, which we did get approval for in the last week, and that plan is actually the subject of the next couple of resolutions that are on the agenda.
Great. Any questions from the committee? I'll just point out, if you're a really close reader of all the different agendas, the title has been slightly updated of this to just correct an error, so there's no need to, no other changes. There's a technical change to the title, but what you have in front of you is correct. And are there any discussion? Okay. Then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 614. Moved by Legislator Harmon. Seconded by Legislator Collins. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. Resolution 615, approving the execution of a contract for $171,297 entered into by the county with Family of Woodstock, Inc. through the Department of Social Services. And Commissioner Iacocci.
Thank you. So this is the allocation that's just discussed in the prior resolution, and the plan that we proposed to OTDA was to basically split the allocation in half and contract with two different service providers to address two areas of significant need that we're experiencing. The area of need that we anticipate addressing with this half of the allocation is through contracting with Family of Woodstock to actually co-locate at the Kingston Motel two case managers who can be responsive to the emergency housing clients that we have there, who, notwithstanding the implementation of many collateral programs, still continue to face a lot of challenges and are experiencing a myriad of very complicated problems. And we feel that by having case managers on site located who can immediately start engagement, intervention, counseling with our families that are there, that they will benefit greatly. So this is what half of our proposal with that allocation is proposing to do.
Any questions? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 615. Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Harmon. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 616, approving the execution of a contract for $159,472 and signed by the county with WEPCO to the Department of Social Services. I'm guessing this is the other half.
This is the other half.
Yeah, correct.
Go ahead, draw a roll. So the other half of the allocation is going to be targeted at arriving at co-locating at the Department of Social Services in our temporary assistance unit staff from RUPTO, who will be able to interact directly with our social welfare examiners and receive referrals for other clients who are part of our TANF population. These might include people that are in the community, or they may include families that are in other placements. And we feel that, you know, given the number of clients that we have at the Kingston Motel with the half we just discussed in the prior resolution, that using half of the allocation for the balance of our town of populations is a reasonable way to proceed.
Any questions from the committee? Any discussion? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 616. Moved by Corcoran, second by Collins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The last resolution is a legislative resolution, Resolution 526, urging the Ulster County Executive to implement the membership recommendations from the Ulster County Comptroller for the Ulster County Compliance Committee. And I think we have at least one of the sponsors here, right, Tom or Craig?
Yeah, I think honestly, I still haven't had a discussion with Jason, but being that the comptroller's here, maybe she'd give him the best
opportunity to
absolutely
explain exactly what's going on. Yeah.
Comptroller Gallagher.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. I did not actually speak with Legislator Kovacs prior to him introducing the resolution, but I have to say I greatly appreciated seeing it. And I would say that our recommendation is that the compliance committee be modified to have some outside participation by at least a member of the legislature, whether it be staff or an elected member, and a member from the comptroller's office, so that there is additional oversight of our compliance committee, and it is not just made up of people who report directly to the executive. And, you know, I thought that the way that this resolution goes about it, which is making a request, sort of an urgent request, I thought was a nice way to do it. Yeah. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Sure. Does anyone, let's see if there's any questions for the comptroller first. Are there any questions for the comptroller?
Yes.
The next thing I'd like to do is hear from the deputy county executive, and then maybe that'll spur some questions. Deputy Executive Contreras, how do you guys feel about this?
Sorry, I wish I had more information, but we are still trying to understand how this will relate to the current oversight practices. And our main concern is the personnel issues that come to the compliance committee and making sure that there's adequate sort of separation of branches. We don't have a clear answer yet right now on whether these recommendations are able to be implemented. We're still kind of working it with our county attorney's office, but that was that's our concern, is just making sure that there's oversight and then there's operation.
Yep. Could you just respond to that in part to say, you know, one of the things that we bumped up against is that there are a lot of matters that get flagged as compliance that are actually personnel matters that wind up being taken on by the director of personnel and the county attorney and not made subject to the committee's oversight. So I think that, you know, there are personnel matters that are diverted from the committee appropriately. And, you know, in that case, you would not have a legislator or a member of the controller's office reviewing those matters.
How does that divert? At what point in the process does that diversion take place?
It makes the agendas are being created.
So that is something that never, for like, it would never get sent to the committee.
I can't speak to that. I think you really have to ask Dawn Spader, Director Spader, and the county attorney.
Okay.
Currently, I believe it is sent to the committee and then diverted, but that's something that would be added.
Okay. So it sounds like if this was to pass, we would, or rather, I mean, this could pass, but you guys could still not do it because it's urging. And if you did do it, it might require some process changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, this certainly is a good jumping off point for the conversation. I personally don't feel super confident advancing this right now with the questions open. Does anyone have any further thoughts to Legislator Collins?
I think that the idea in general sounds good, but I think there's issues that discussed need to be worked out before I feel comfortable passing it.
Sure. Legislator Harmon?
I would feel much better postponing and hearing from the county attorney and the primary sponsor before we move forward.
Sure. Great. Michael, can you make a note to just give Jason a heads up that it'll be if he wants to send us a note if he can't make it or whatever. Is this only passing through this committee? Does it go through like laws and rules or anything else? Let's say it's just this committee.
Okay. If I could urge the members to take a look at the audit. It was published in August of this year, and there are many other recommendations. This is just happens to be one that affects the legislature directly.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, then I would entertain a motion to postpone 1 month. Moved by Legislator Harmon. And I know we have at least one, I think, Legislator Corcoran, you're the only sponsor that's here. So are you comfortable with the postponement?
We're good with postponement.
Okay, cool. So I've got the motion, and then I'm looking for a second on that postponement motion from McCullough. And actually, I saw Vice Chair Lopez's hand go up, so I'm going to go with him on this. So we have a bipartisan motion here. So we've got a motion on the table for postponement 1 month. All those in favor? Any opposed? All right. Cool. Well, that's the last item on our agenda. Thank you all for coming in on a Monday afternoon. We don't have any new business. We don't have any old business. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Legislator Corcoran. Seconded by Legislator Harmon. All those in favor? Any opposed?
Thank you.